T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
Demonstrators who took part in the rally that shut down a stretch of 490 over the weekend that I talked about yesterday, they're actually calling for charges to be pressed against counter-protesters that showed up. So Save Rochester's Black Lives Matter says that one of the counter-protesters showed up on Sunday's rally and actually spit on some of the members that were protesting. In a news conference held yesterday, just 24 hours after the shutdown, they said it turned contentious at times as one of the counter-protesters actually showed up. And it's a big he said, she said type of thing, right? Like the protesters are saying that the counter-protesters spit on them, and then the counter-protesters are saying that the protesters spit on them. But nevertheless,
I wonder if there's video of this at all. You'd think there's that many right? people pulling their phones out, then we could kind of get to the bottom of what's really happening.
Nevertheless, when you spit on someone, it's like one of the greatest signs of disrespect.
Well, especially right? now.
Well, yeah, and we're in the middle of a global pandemic. I mean, COVID-19 is still here, alive and well, and extremely dangerous. So anyone who was involved in the spitting or what have you is asked to go get tested right now to see if anything was being spread. I mean, who knows? Who knows what that person was carrying?
Yeah, yikes. Not good. Not good. The New York State Department of, the state says the Excelsior Scholarship Program may have to be reduced or prioritized for its current recipients. Of course, the Excelsior Scholarship gets a lot of people to go to college who maybe wouldn't be able to, or at least help them, immensely when it comes to funding for state schools. Currently on the state's website, it says the pandemic has dramatically reduced state revenues and the processing of new applications is pending on federal assistance, which has, of course, been delayed since April. Previously, the Excelsior Scholarship had been available for families with a household income of $125,000 a year or less. Its future looking a little murky now. Again, this was huge when this came around. So many people being able to take advantage and not be drowning in debt when they got out of college. Will it be around for much longer? Will it be reduced? We'll have to wait and find out.
The New York State Department of Labor is processing its federal unemployment payments this week after officials said an error in its system caused a pause to release the $600 benefit. So millions of people in New York filed for unemployment benefits as they lost their jobs due to COVID-19, due to the pandemic. And according to the Department of Labor, while the system was being updated on Sunday night, it inadvertently caused a delay. So in the weekly update of your $600 that you're supposed to get right in your bank account, people who are currently collecting those benefits for unemployment were not affected through the pandemic unemployment assistance program, but the issue has been corrected and it should be in your bank account very soon.
Can you imagine, though, like the level of freak out for the people right? that did not get that? Like, what happened? What do you mean?
Where's my paycheck?
And finally, in the Team PXY feed, Governor Cuomo scolded people who are out at bars and restaurants not observing social distancing guidelines or wearing masks and threatened to reverse the reopening plan if guidelines are not followed and enforced. The warning came during a news briefing yesterday morning after reports of crowding and mask violations at bars and restaurants over the weekend in New York City, certainly happening across the state. The governor threatened to close bars and restaurants if they continue to violate mask and social distancing rules, saying bad restaurant and bar owners will make it worse for the good ones. He also called on local law enforcement and local governments to really hammer down on following these guidelines. As I told you last hour, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office says they're still going to go with the educational route versus, you know, some places they've been fining people for not wearing masks.
Right.
They're not going to go that route yet anyways. But hey, here's a thought. Let's not make that like a necessity. Just a thought.
Drugs.
Coming up in the Team PXY feed next hour, more colleges locally revealing some of their plans for the fall. It's very interesting, by the way, to see the variety of plans that so many colleges here in our area are going with. I don't think I've heard of one that's doing the same thing yet.
Yeah, it's like all across the board.
Yeah, seriously. And could this be a look into what will be happening with high schools? I think there's actually more of a trend with high schools, with the bigger districts having to do a hybrid. Mm-hmm. But we'll know more on that, again, coming up here very, very soon. All right. Online, 98pxy.com. How about a little good news? Need some good news in your life?
I do.
We got you covered there. You can go check it out up at 98pxy.com. You could text in, of course, good to 585-222-9800. And our good news today, we'll be highlighting this just after 9, but a few of the highlights here. Country Time Lemonade is offering $100 bailouts to kids with lemonade stands. Did you see this?
No.
It's amazing. Also, Pizza Hut, a driver was shocked by a $100 tip, and a bunch of bored penguins at the zoo in England are doing better after someone donated something incredible to entertain them, and it's a video that you have to see today. I might be biased. I do, you know, my love of penguins, Breeze. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before, but this will brighten your day. If you're having kind of a crappy morning, I'm telling you right now, watching this video will turn your day right around. 98pxy.com for that.
Definitely partial to penguins.
Partial to penguins?
Corey the penguin partial.
They're adorable. Like, what's not to be partial? How can you not like penguins? There's no one out there that dislikes penguins. I'm going to put it out there right now. No one's like, I hate penguins.
I don't hate them. It's just, I mean, I'm not like a penguin enthusiast like you.
Well, okay. I mean, we all can't be penguin enthusiasts like me. Coming up next, jumping back into today's Savage or Sensible.
Yikes.
A lot of texts coming through. You can share your thoughts, 585-222-9800 or online at 98PXY Rochester. For Savage or Sensible, being the first one to the free food table at work and taking as much as you want. A lot of coworkers here attacking me, saying I'm a vending machine savage after the vending machine was literally cracked open by the vending machine guy, and all the things that were in there just laid out on the free food table here at work. I took advantage of it. And some people are pretty upset about it. Not just Breezy, but also some other coworkers. I know exactly why. I know where this stems from. I'm not mad at you guys for it, but we'll get more into it next. And you can vote too. Savage or sensible. What do you think?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.